The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
All those ones that took their names we wanted. This one we stole. It's good. Oh. It's good. We show some thievery in this one, which is fine.
It's all right.
But it's kind of on brand.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I would say that. But are we good to go? Are
yes.
Is Audacity going? All right.
Fuck it, cool. Whatever. I quit. I need to fuck around with it a little bit.
Fun times. All right. So, hello and welcome to the, it's so weird not hearing myself, the NPC podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, which is pretty much all of us, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. And by the latest, we mean bi-weekly, because we are busy adults. There are, of course, a lot of gaming podcasts out there, and there's a lot of NPC podcasts out there. But there's only one that's part of the newly sponsor-approved Horrible People's Network.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
No, by the time this comes out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we're good, all right, baby. All right.
So expect just, you know, a little more chaos, which you'll find in our plethora of shows that we have in the catalog. I am, of course, your host, Anthony Fuentes. With me is Mr. Cordova.
Yo.
Yep, that's him. And is filling in for James, who is in San Francisco, having a seemingly good time. You know her from, of course, the flagship show, Horrible People's Podcast. That is Alex Webster.
Hi. You know, I like that you did call me a wannabe pro. I am a total noob. I have no qualms about it. I know
You don't even want to be a pro. You're not like,
no. No, I know laughably little about video games, but I the ones that I do know a little bit about, I am in it.
You're like, I just want to be a part of the discussion. That's what I want
to
be.
I'm just here to have a good time, and I'm here to learn about what's going on in the gaming world.
Oh, yeah. We are all going to learn today. and hopefully our audience here. So let's start, of course, with what's the news so far, midway through March 2023. Big story time, huh? So we got a couple news bits here. Some very interesting stuff that's happened since our last episode that we want to get into. And some outrage you're going to hear later on. But for the fun stuff, how about Mr. Cordova kicks us off? What do we do?
Absolutely.
Yeah, your claws here ready to go.
So me, myself, personally, I always find it interesting when concept art for canceled games or delayed games surfaces online thanks to the internet.
Yeah.
However, I think it's even more interesting when concept trailers appear. So in this case, earlier this month, Doom 4 from 2012 recently had its trailer appear online. And I don't know about you guys, but it looked more Dead Space than Doom 2016, which is what we got. So
yeah.
Did you get a chance to check
it
out?
Oh, yeah, I totally looked at it. I remember with this one, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, thank God they didn't go with this. Because with Webster, if you know, Doom 2016 is like a complete revamp, like total change.
I believe we talked about it on the Horrible People's Podcast episode on Doom.
I'm a little fucking producer here playing right away. Say, That's good.
Super producer.
Yeah. Which we eventually do have to cover the rest of the Dooms.
Yeah.
But,
we can skip to 2016 right away. Maybe.
I would put 2 and 3 in the same one.
Yeah.
Only because 3 is kind of a shit show to me, and that's why I didn't like this trailer.
Yeah.
Because it gives me some Doom 3 vibes, and 3... It's one of those games, you know, you keep playing a game and you want to like it.
Yeah.
And you go the same length you go the last time and you're like, fuck this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, not to cut you off, but I remember when I was totally done with 2016 because I loved it. It was basically like a heavy metal video game to me. Like, it just felt like you felt super powerful. You felt just balls to the wall. The metal music is raging while you're just shooting demons. And then I go back and play Doom 3 to check it out and I'm just like... Why is it so slow? Where is my punching demons into smithereens in one punch?
It's so flaccid compared to flaccid.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting choice of words.
Yeah, play the game, you'll see.
But yeah, like you said, Doom 4 was giving me more Doom 3 vibes than 2016.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, good. Again, it's one of those things I'm so glad it got canceled.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, some of the DNA was there.
Oh,
so
yeah,
the DNA
yeah.
was there.
So I saw I think at the end of the trailer, it showed him punching demons, and I'm pretty sure it was the same punch animation from 2016, but it just looked out of place because it was all dark. It was all slow it looked like, kind of just normal FPS gameplay. But then when you go see what 2016 turned into, and then later Eternal, mm-hmm. it's like Doom Eternal is like one of the best FPS games of all time.
Oh yeah, yeah. Give me again, that punch doesn't look right unless it has those Total Recall aesthetics.
Yeah.
Like, I need that, like, red-ass Mars in the background.
Yeah. But I just thought, I brought this up because I thought it was interesting to see what could have been and what we got. So, yeah. if you guys didn't get a chance, go check it out. It's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Just type in Doom 4 trailer. And I believe, also, there was even a little bit of multiplayer shown. And thank God we didn't get any multiplayer, because that thing looked like a snooze fest, too. Like,
yeah. Just to slow. Be fair, yeah. 2016 didn't have the greatest multiplayer, either. It is just there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just there. Yeah. I always like, but on that topic, before we move on, like, also, there was another fun one, is Battlefront 3, I believe.
I was going to bring that up, too, yeah.
Yeah. If you find that trailer, that would have been a very cool, that's the opposite of the Doom 4. I'm like, holy shit, give me more of that.
Yeah. That's why I was hoping James was gonna. That's kind of why I brought this up, because if James was here, I was gonna ask him if he saw the Battlefront trailer.
Yeah, because we used fucking to. Nerds.
I'm sorry, Alex.
No, I'm literally. I might as well just be like a dummy with like I can just put my broom here and like walk away.
But yeah, I was gonna bring up the Battlefront 3 gameplay too, because that game looked amazing, and yeah, we got the reboot of Battlefront, but mm-hmm. I don't know, it was missing something that 3 had.
It had so much heart.
Yeah, this is why you guys are wannabe pros, and I'm the noob.
You're the noob, yeah, exactly. One of us will complete, and we're fine. I'm sure there's some game in there. But we do have something that you do like, that we are going to...
I like so much.
Yes.
So, okay, we are getting closer and closer to a real-life version of The Last of Us Apocalypse, and it very well may begin thanks to everyone, Jack Daniel's whiskey. Everyone's favorite whiskey ever.
The fucking whiskey.
Goddamn Jack Daniel's.
A strong heat-resistant fungus is spreading across a town in Lincoln County, Tennessee, that feeds on ethanol fumes, a byproduct of the whiskey aging process. What the fuck is up with that, guys?
Yeah, and we also got sirens in the background, so it is starting now. It is starting now. Alex is going to carry me while the army shit happens. Watch me perish.
It's going to be a shot for shot.
You're looking right at Tommy over here across the
Yeah, when I sent when I told Quinn about this, I'm sorry, he was like, oh yeah, put that in. Mm-hmm. Because when I read it, you know, a lot of these video game, publishers or websites start talking about like, oh, you know, what's the in topic right now, right? And the in topic right now is The Last of Us.
The Last of Us, yeah.
So,
well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh no, I was just going to say, it's funny that I thought this was a bullshit story, but then I go and read it and I'm like, holy shit, they showed pictures of it. They showed, like, it's spreading on their tractors, and apparently the only way to get it off is pressure washing, because you can't burn it off or anything like that.
Oh, so, it's heat resistant.
Yeah.
So, I remember when the show first started, and we're going to get into a little bit more about the show in just a second, but, like, I remember people finding out that Cordyceps is, like, an actual fungus, and just being like, what? It's just like, it's not, it's fine, chill, and apparently don't chill, it's not fine.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny, because gamers found this out, like, a decade
before. Of course. Yeah, yeah. You guys know. You guys have been in the know. Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things where people were just like, wait till these fuckers are here. Wait till they see.
Well, yeah. There's a lot I have found. It's been a very interesting dynamic seeing, like, there's been, like, seeing gamers be like, oh, just wait. Yeah. Like, as this season has progressed. You specifically, I think, with you and me, because I have not played the game.
Mm-hmm. But I never finished the game, actually. Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And as I was watching the show, you were just like, yeah, it's real intense. Or like, oh, like, you know, just talking about that. Mm-hmm. But, as a note, because we just went past the Last of Us season finale... it broke its own viewership record with 8.2 million viewers across HBO Max and other telecasts, even when airing at the same exact time as the Oscars.
Oh,
and
shit.
That is the power of Pedro Pascal.
Double Pascal, dude. Yes. Oh,
Papa
my.
Pedro.
Yes. I love that meme where like it's like, oh, Hollywood needs a single dad? Pedro Pascal.
Someone also photoshopped Grogu on the horse with Ellie.
Wow. I saw that.
It's like a family portrait. It's Pedro Pascal and his children.
And you know what's crazy too about that note that I didn't put it in here, but I think when the first, the season premiere was like 4.1 million
still pretty impressive,
views,
yeah.
Right? But the graph that everyone shows is that it keeps going up and up and up.
Yeah.
Every week there's an increase in views and views and views, and I believe they even have as much views now as House of the Dragon.
They exceeded
it. Yeah.
They beat House of the Dragon, yeah. Which was like, and House of the Dragon had a very similar trajectory where it just kept being like more
still haven't
views.
Seen House of the Dragon. I'll get there, but also it's funny, I still haven't seen The Last of Us season finale because I've been putting it off because I don't want it to end.
Oh yeah.
Because I've been enjoying it so fucking much.
Watch it when we're done. We're gonna keep it spoiler free for now.
Yeah,
but
spoiler
like,
free.
No, I mean, to be fair, it did come out like at this point like a week ago, so I would want it to be spoiler free anyway. But even if I had seen it. But
I know.
It's been like I haven't enjoyed like a TV show that's releasing episodes every week, like a weekly release mm-hmm. television show, in a long time.
Yeah, you know what? I'm having the same struggle, unfortunately, with a lot of TV shows. HBO's really saved my ass here with House of the Dragon and Last of Us.
I was gonna say House of the Dragon was the one before this, and then when I saw that The Last of Us, who they had on board with it, as far as like the showrunner, that guy, he did mm-hmm. Chernobyl, which mm-hmm. I never got to finish, but
I couldn't.
God, it's a great show.
Chernobyl
right to the end.
It was incredible, but like I had a really hard time with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was also my stepdad was in the Navy and he went to nuke school. So like there were mm-hmm. a couple times where I had to call him and I was like, is this really what happens?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah.
Well, it's like, yep, humans are stupid. Yeah. Humans are stupid.
Well, yeah, because I work in that field as well. You know, sterilizing mm-hmm. medical product. We use not nuclear, but we use gamma radiation.
Like radioactive
radioactive rods to sterilize, you know, needles they put in your arm and mm-hmm. stuff. So we don't have meltdowns, quote unquote, like that. But during our training, they show us actual pictures of Chernobyl because they say this is what radiation does to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, not to get off topic, but yeah. that's why I never finished Chernobyl. But this guy who helmed The Last of Us made me, you know, now that I saw how good it is, probably gonna go back and finish it. I don't know why I stopped. I think maybe.
And also, the guy who made The Last of Us, like the video game, they got him involved.
Neil Druckmann.
Neil Druckmann.
A lot of like adjustments too to make it very accessible, but also like improve on some aspects of the story.
Yeah, there is one big change from the game and the show that, I mean, if you watched it, you've already seen it.
Yeah.
But in the game, it's not so much, you know, through the mouth, which is a little bit more creepy in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's spores.
Yeah.
Like, you breathe in the spore, but...
But that's for, like, gameplay, though.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta avoid spore areas.
Everyone,
so. You can avoid people's mouths in a video game.
I mean, it's funny, though, because now that this show is taking off, it's almost doing a reverse because Druckmann has been saying, like, you know, if we ever do a Last of Us 3, we're gonna take stuff from the show and put it into the games, which the only big difference is the... what's it called? The hive mind mentality of the, you know, coming out of your mouth, which is super creepy.
It's so gross looking.
Yeah,
it looks gross, and then it just also gives everyone who, like, just the heebie fucking jeebies.
Yeah.
And just so you know, Patient Zero is right across from me because he's working in radiation and like whiskey. So,
not Jack Daniels, though.
That's true. He's like, fuck Jack Daniels.
But it's only a matter of time, right? I'm sure the Evan Williams
spreads.
Way less regulation.
Yeah. The Jack Daniels and Evan Williams, like, they're just mm-hmm. right next to each other.
Right next to
Oh, it probably is.
Jack Daniels and Evan Williams are very good friends.
It's literally Tennessee, so it wouldn't surprise me. But if you guys want a chance, go check out those pictures I was talking about earlier. It is freaking gnarly to see in real life. So.
Or just watch Chernobyl, which honestly did just fine for me.
Oh, good show. Very, very good show. Okay, back to video games. So,
hey, we were talking video games.
No, that's true. The very, very, we're going to start doing this segment when things drop. But we'll talk about the headliner here, but Valheim is hitting Xbox. So the popular PC survival game is now on consoles. Well, only one console because money. Currently, there are no plans to unfortunately add Valheim to other platforms. So, you know, as the developers are saying, suck it to everyone else. But in the PR terms, they're saying, we'll wait and see. However, Game Pass, PlayStation Plus, all these other platforms have other things coming out. So we're going to run through new games you can play if you are a subscriber to this new way people are absorbing software, essentially. So other March Game Pass games include Wolong Fallen Dynasty from the developers of Neo, which is a Souls-like, I would imagine, like kind of game. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit more action, fast-paced than Soul, like Dark Souls or something, but it's not everyone's cup of tea. But I mean, I've been hearing a lot of hype about this Wolong, so that's why we
pretty well.
Yeah, that's why we included it.
Yeah, yeah. Guilty Gear Strive fighting game. If you're a hardcore fighting nerd, you already know about Guilty Gear. That shit, that shit slaps. Yeah. It just does. Yep. Yeah. Civilization 6 for the PC dorks.
For the RTS boys.
Yeah. I'm like shitting on the audience right now. I know you guys love games. And of course, MLB The Show 2023 for the casuals or sports boys and girls. Yes.
I like how you waited to include girls until the very end with the casuals.
I didn't write the whole thing. This wasn't me.
Hey, I mean, maybe there are some hardcore Guilty Gear Strive girls fighting. I just don't know if they strive in those environments.
They're called Guilty Gals.
No. Oh,
Guilty
shit.
Guilty
Gals. Gorls.
Gorls. That's a good one. Funny. You want to do the PlayStation ones? You want me to do it for
Slap
you?
Slap it. Do quick? It for me. Okay. Go for it.
So for our PlayStation brethren, coming to PlayStation Plus Essential, which is the three free games that we get a month, we got Battlefield 2042 this month.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my son have played it. It's Battlefield.
Yeah.
You know. Minecraft Dungeons, I guess, for the children, or if you're into Minecraft. Mm-hmm. And then Code Vein, which I've never played, but I feel like it's a... what is it? Action RPG?
It's
Japanese?
Dark Souls. Dark Souls, Souls-like game with anime titties.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I have seen a lot of... What are they calling those? Waifus? Waifus?
It's absolutely waifus.
It's waifus.
Yeah, waifu, yeah. Waifu's fuck, dude. Yeah, I've seen a lot of those. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then... and then
hold your boners on it. It's fine.
The age discrepancy.
All right, I'm running. I'm not even gonna go into that, but still.
Just do it. Okay. For it.
So for our our ballin gamers over there that can afford the extra and premium tiers of PlayStation Plus, you guys get Ghostwire Tokyo, which it looks cool. I've heard mixed things.
Yeah, I heard mixed also.
But, you know, check it out. Maybe it's good. Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection, which I don't know our rating system on this podcast, but 5 out of 5.
It's the Uncharted Collection, essentially, the first three games?
No, it's actually 4. No. Yeah, it's Uncharted 4 upgraded for the PS5, and it's DLC... Oh, I'm sorry, not DLC, but the side, quote-unquote, side story...
Okay.
It's called The Lost Legacy. I played both of them. They're amazing on the PS4. So I'm assuming on the PS5, it's just that much better.
Yeah, a little crispier. There you go.
Dragon Ball Z Kakarot for our anime friends. Mm-hmm. Recently got an update too for PS5.
Less titties, but it's fine. It's fine.
I mean, it is Dragon Ball Z. It's like man titties.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a whole lot of young.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just put it that way. Immortals Fenyx Rising, which I believe Fwen has some experience in.
Wannabe Breath of the Wild, but still very fun. Still very fun. Very fun.
Mixed with Assassin's Creed Odyssey and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very interesting in between. It's definitely a Jack of all trades version of both of those games. But if you need a fix, yeah, it'll tickle you a little bit. I think
it'll do that. Yeah. Okay. And then lastly, but not leastly, the Untitled Goose Game.
Oh my god.
Are the big hitters this month.
Troll is a goose.
I'm so familiar with the Untitled Goose Game.
Oh yeah,
So
What I've been playing.
It's on the Switch.
Yeah. I was gonna say I played it on the Switch. It's a nice little just fuck around with people and kind of honk at them. It's great.
If you want to be a dick for like 20 minutes, that's the way to go.
That's just how I live my life.
Yeah.
I just hold in all my anger, and then at the very end of the day, I just play Untitled The Goose Game, get it all out.
Yes, that's the way to do it. It's better than going on a multiplayer game and just calling people derogatory terms. Like
I was going to say, I don't, get online, call people slurs a little bit.
Yeah.
Do I seem like that type of person?
No, I'm just saying, like, 90%, that's how 90% of people nowadays on, like, now, no, like, I just know. Go and...
That's vent. Why Call of Duty's so popular. That's why Call of Duty's so popular.
Gotta get it out. No, I'm just kidding.
Teabagging and just slurs.
I just want to say a funny little Call of Duty story that my sister told me, because she's a female gamer. She plays with my brother-in-law, and she told me one time, like the first time that she got on Call of Duty to play, she's playing and playing, and then when she says something, like she's talking to my brother-in-law, and someone hears her on the mic, and the first thing out of that person's mouth is, "Why are you on the game and not in the kitchen?" And my sister though doesn't take no shit, so she just fucking went in on this guy and like told him that, you're lucky that you're in a PC game. I would make you my stepkid and beat you or something like that. She went in on him, and that's the new thing now, is that she constantly is like, deliberately goes and speaks in these Call of Duty lobbies to hear what they say, and then she dishes it back 10 times.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it's great. It's great.
I love that. That is incredible.
Yeah, it's great. But sorry, not to sidetrack your Valheim fun, but...
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, I think, honestly, good selection for the subscription bros.
Yeah.
So this is for the subscription bros. You got a lot of good stuff, no matter what platform you choose. And, yeah, let us know how it is.
Just to speak on Valheim, too, because I have played it on Steam and the PC.
Mm-hmm.
That is my, like... playing game to relax and just like mellow after a long day at work, because you're literally a Viking.
Yeah.
They drop you into Valhalla,
mm-hmm.
and you literally have to scrounge and hunt and survive and build your village, basically, right? So
yeah.
I find that, like, I don't usually like those kind of games. Fucking Minecraft. What's the other one?
Very resource
management. Well, again, as you said, Minecraft for the children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this one, though, is like literally like, you can make a fucking drinking hall, and you can scald. There's a scald emote and all that stuff.
You give me ideas here. Okay.
I mean, it's cool. I like it because, mm-hmm. you know, it's a little bit more mature Minecraft where, yeah, you have to build your own survival, but it's like, it makes you just kind of zone out for like an hour or two. And I sometimes, you know, games are just like that where you can turn off your brain.
Yeah. Maybe a little podcast on the
I was saying maybe listen to the Horrible People's podcast.
Wow.
Plug right there. Or this one.
Yeah. Or this one. And then and then just kind of like, you know, make your own village. Like if you want to go fucking make a huge hall to drink beer, you can do it in Valheim. So
mm-hmm.
I personally recommend Valheim. It's really cool if you have an Xbox and you don't have a PC, or even if you do have a PC. It's really relaxing, just kind of lose yourself in relaxing type of game.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. All right. Well, I have it downloaded, so I'm going to try it. Webster, you also have Game Pass. You can do it.
I do. Well, I used to. After a while, I was just like, why am I spending $15 a month on something I'm not using? Which
I say that too, but then my nephews use it. So I'm like, oh, you little fuckers.
Mm-hmm. So that, okay. Then mm-hmm. you're.
I have to.
You
I'm
have
uncle.
To. Yeah, you're being a good, cool uncle.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. No, it makes total sense. We barely have time for games as it is, which we'll get to when we talk about playing.
True. I've been in the same spot for Resident Evil 7 for years.
Oh, my gosh. We've been wanting to play Village forever.
I know. No, it has not been years. It has... Oh, God. Has it been years?
I feel like it has because even when we were talking about like Resident Evil 3.
Yeah.
You were talking about 7.
God damn it.
You're at the finish line.
I'm at the very end. I'm going into the very end of the game.
You can do it.
Also enjoying it so much. I just don't want it to end.
Oh, yeah. I get those.
The opposite of enjoying, though, is what's happening between Microsoft, Sony, and...
Yeah, let's talk about it.
There's no joy in the situation for anybody.
Absolutely. So, Sony accuses Microsoft of potentially sabotaging Call of Duty. Microsoft makes another 10-year deal in an effort to appeal to regulators. This tie with a cloud streaming platform.
This time.
I fucked up again. I knew there was going to be.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yes. Even different podcast, same old twin.
Yeah. I will see a typo every time.
This time, a cloud streaming platform. With this and their pledge to add Call of Duty to Nintendo platforms, Microsoft is hoping to avoid any accusations of sabotage or uncompetitive practices with regards to Activision. Anthony Fuentes is trying to sabotage me.
Charlie Kelly wrote that.
Microsoft is hope.
She read card good.
No, Anthony Fuentes is actively trying to sabotage me when I'm reading things that I don't know a lot about.
But Fuentes told me that he picked this point for you to read, though, because you're into the whole corporate greed / what was
it? You would have a lot to say about capitalism and how...
Capitalism
is the root of all evil, and thank you for coming to my TED Talk today. I lulled you in with a false sense of promise of games and...
Yeah.
Ingenue, no.
But don't you love, like, they're trying to really, like... We're not a monopoly. We're not going to try to do a monopoly, but we do have monopoly money. We really have that option.
It's a big, like, we got fuck you money.
Yeah.
What was the amount again for like Microsoft buying billion. Activision? Some ridiculous amount of money,
it's
right?
It's the biggest transaction of this kind, of its kind.
Okay.
Ever by far. Bethesda was like $4 billion. They're like, hey, let's do like... maybe, I don't know, 20 times that.
You know what's funny is that today, actually, I didn't add it to the outline, but today I saw someone made a graph on Twitter of Microsoft's deals like this.
Yeah.
10-year deals that they made to all these platforms, right?
Mm-hmm.
10 years to Nintendo, 10 years to Steam, 10 years to it's not Nvidia because that just shut down. No. But there was about, I want to say, 7 bullet points that this person had.
Yeah.
They said that they even offered Sony, and Sony rejected, of course. But it's interesting that, like, Microsoft is like, guys, let us buy this fucking multi-million dollar company that is a fucking, literally a cash cow developer, right? Activision, in this case. Let us buy this, and we'll give you guys 10-year deals. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know, to me, it's just weird. Like, why 10 years? What's the point of a 10-year deal?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, are we not going to be here for 10 years after that? I don't know. Like, it's just weird. Like, 7 different bullet points of tenure.
Yeah.
I think it's a law thing. I think it's also
okay.
A capitalism, like, after 10 years, you won't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes more
sense. We can leverage it.
You're like, okay.
Our negotiating powers can be very different once you see how good this is for you after 10 years.
Yeah.
After 10 years, you're going to get addicted to this amount of money, yeah. And then we can, you know, basically wave our dicks at you.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it is.
And then also, not to sidetrack, but I also saw another bullet point, which I didn't get to, like, verify. Like, I like to cross-check
things. Yeah, exactly. I get a couple sources.
Yeah, so
makes sense.
This source, though, on Twitter said that Microsoft, during these lawyer, because all this stuff is...
I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
All this stuff is a result of lawyers and court hearings and all this. Originally, Starfield was going to be multi-platform.
Yeah.
And Sony found out that Microsoft is going to make that exclusive. And that scared the shit out of Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Which, they're like, hey, if they're going to do that to that game, how do we know they're not going to do it to Elder Scrolls 6? How do we know they're not going to do it to Call of Duty... Like, make an exclusive Call of Duty.
Yeah. We need that money, too.
I don't think that I feel, personally, mm-hmm. after all these years of gaming, I think if Microsoft were to make Call of Duty exclusive to an Xbox, it wouldn't fly.
No, they know they shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, I don't think that would fly.
They know that. No.
I don't think it would fly.
Yeah, there's a lot of PS bros out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there. Yeah, you can't just take it away from them like that. They'll revolt.
Yeah, well, a game that's become so, like... ingrained into pop culture at this point, like, you can't make it specific like that to mm-hmm. one console. It would just piss people off.
Yeah.
Especially since it didn't start out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it had to start out that way, then I totally understand. Like, well, you know, you can't do Smash Bros. Multi-platform. But, like, Call of Duty has been for everyone. It's a very inclusive game.
I believe.
Okay. Sure, Flynn.
To play, not enjoy, but to play.
Like, accessibility-wise. Not to get, you know, not to actually go online with it. Yeah.
Sure.
You wanted the campaign, though.
to get the game, it's been so inclusive.
Yeah.
I believe, though, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I believe that Call of Duty 2, which was a launch title for the 360, which, I mean, I don't know about you, but it sold me on the 360.
Yeah. That was great.
I believe that the original Call of Duty 2 was exclusive to the 360, but the PlayStation 3 got, like, a... What was it called? The Big Red One?
Uh-huh.
Which was, I think, a little different, but I think that was the closest that we've ever been to an exclusive Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Besides PC. But PC, you know, that's a whole different animal.
The little flair. Exclusive.
Exclusive.
I do like Sony throwing the jab, too. Like, they're going to make it run worse and make it be bad, and they get people going to want to go to Xbox.
Yeah.
They're pulling out all the stops.
Yeah.
All the stops.
In court hearings, right? Sony said that Microsoft's going to sabotage the PlayStation version.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I don't think
that's lawyer talk right there, baby. Lawyers are fun.
Yeah.
They're so fun.
Are they?
Help me a little bit.
Yeah, they're helping you now.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. But that's our news. Wow, that was a good news segment. Now, Webster, you're doing pretty good.
I have some practice.
Yeah, I know, right? You've been doing it for almost half a decade now, so there you go.
Why do you phrase it like that?
I know, it's been so long. But 5 wonderful years. So we are now getting ready for another segment that I really enjoy is our leaky rumor mill. So these are not as... concrete as the news stories, but they are very potential in their reality. So we'll see how they go.
Their bomb dropping capabilities.
Bomb dropping capabilities. There's definitely an E3 announcement in one of these.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, right? Valve, the PC gods are reportedly balls deep in Counter-Strike 2 development and very well may even drop a beta sometime this month in March.
Oh shit!
This sequel will reportedly move the classic shooter to the Source 2 engine, which is the same engine that Half-Life Alyx, the
VR, right?
Critically
acclaimed.
Critically, I don't know why I was going to say acclaimed, but critically.
Critically graphically designed.
Yes. Highly rated on Steam and all those things, the VR game, that's using the Source 2 engine, I'm sorry, but it's also going to have a whole bunch of behind-the-scenes server fixes. I've seen things talking like 128 tick server, which even me as a nerd, I don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't think, you can confuse that to me. I'm like,
yeah.
I think you're on the same boat everyone, on that one, right?
Yeah. I just blacked out, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone was like really hammering that point home when I was looking at all these articles like, oh, 128 tick server. I'm like, I don't know what that means, but sure. So, yeah. And then also, just for FYI, the OG Counter-Strike, which, fun thing, I feel like I wouldn't have half my friends I have now if it wasn't for Counter-Strike.
True, yeah.
Going to the PC LAN centers and all that.
It was before your time, Webster.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Are you talking about like Howie's Game Shack type shit?
What is Hale's Game Shack? I don't know.
Okay, so Alex, all right. So back in the day, right, when we were in high school, we didn't have high-end PCs. We didn't have, well, we had consoles, but you weren't able to play with people on the consoles until Halo 2 changed all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was 2004, though.
Yeah, that was a little later.
So, yeah, pre-2004, we had to actually go out into the public and go to these...
A game check.
Is it game check? It's like a cafe, right?
It's a cafe with a whole bunch of computers. PCs.
Yeah.
It smelled horrible.
That's how we would play WoW.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. There you go.
So, you know,
I'm the way dweebier version of what you're describing.
We did it with Counter-Strike.
We did
it with Counter-Strike.
It was WoW.
It was...
And Warcraft 3. And Warcraft 3.
Warcraft 3... Back in the day at those LAN centers, it smelt like
ass,
Fritos,
unwashed bodies,
BO. Like frankincense.
Frankincense.
It smelled like that. Our friend Hector used to just show up strictly to just make phone calls and eat their frozen burritos there for some reason in the microwave. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But that was in 2000. So we were in our height of sophomore?
What social? Freshman? Yeah. What?
Freshman,
I
sophomore?
Love the social circles that were formed because of gaming cafes.
Because, we were too poor for good PCs.
Oh, yeah. Well, though, because, and we're talking about being in the same space as enough, a ton of unwashed bodies. This past weekend, I went to Micro Center, which is the equivalent of going to a Games Shack.
Yeah, that's the next closest thing, actually.
In the year of our Lord 2023. the very next day, I went to Frankincense.
Mm.
So I was just bathing in that unwashed nerd.
You brave, brave soul. Wow.
It was disgusting.
Oh my God. Frankincense was cool though, right?
It was super, super cool. It was my first time going. Highly recommend. However, what the fuck? Everyone was smelled so bad. Yes. Except, present company excluded. But Jesus Christ.
So, I'm sorry. I totally got sidetracked with that. But the OG Counter-Strike released in 2000. Counter-Strike Source released in 2004, which divided our own personal friend group in half. Source was a big one. And
that's
then finally, the current Counter-Strike, which is called Counter-Strike Go / Counter-Strike Global Offensive, released in 2012. So the last Counter-Strike update was 2012. We are now 11 years later. Again, I hoped James was going to see this so that we can talk about it. Because, like I said, me and him were the Counter-Strike people. And then we met Hector. We met Carvajal. We grew our friend circle through Counter-Strike. So it holds a special...
We like each other. You know, we play Counter-Strike.
Whatever.
And that's it.
It holds a special place.
That and Smash.
Yeah. Well, that's actually Halo before Smash.
Oh, really?
Halo. This guy would host Halo parties. And I was very anti-Xbox until we had, this is going to sound super, super, I don't know, nerdy or borderline, but we used to have sleepovers
Yeah.
How cute!
Because I had four controllers on each console.
Yeah.
I would host people.
So
you would have your little party.
Oh, but the thing is so they'd come to my house every weekend for Smash, actually, after a while. So we would actually have sometimes we had outsiders. And then we'd like chill out in the neighborhood and stuff like that. But the core was always like, Cordell would come, James would come, a couple other people.
John Rubio, I remember, was there.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of different people. But like, it was so funny because like that's where we started slowly developing like, hey, fuck you, I'm gonna fuck you up. Let's settle this in Smash Brothers.
Honestly, it, nothing makes my soul happier than watching them play Smash because it's just, it's so raw.
It's entertaining slash.
It's entertaining for me, but then I just get like the purest form of shit talk.
Most rawest form of shit talk ever. That it's not Call of Duty lobby level, but it attacks.
It's much more personal.
It attacks on a personal level. Like, yeah, it's much more personal. Man, if you heard the things that Enrique has told for him, oh boy.
Canceled.
Thankfully, he doesn't say it into a microphone.
Yes, that's right. In one ear and out the other. Thank God.
That's right. I understand. Was he the moment? I understand.
But yeah, Counter-Strike 2, I mean, I personally hope that this is, I hope it's true. I really do. I hope that they drop another Counter-Strike, because at the end of the day, I'll play Counter-Strike over Call of Duty any day of the week.
I agree. I think it will fuck them up pretty good. And if they get it on consoles and everything, they have cross-platform, cross-play, it's going to kill.
Yeah, it's going to come back to the good old days.
Oh, yeah. But we're going to move on to the next one. So, we got Link Cable Game Boy Advance support for Nintendo Switch Online? What? So, data miners, our favorite people, they use their trickery once more to identify upcoming features. This one being link cable support between multiple games, not the same game like they have now, multiple different games. Now, very few have actually used this feature. One of the big prominent ones was, of course, between games like Pokemon Ruby, Pokemon Sapphire, Pokemon Emerald, Pokemon Fire Red, and Leaf Green.
Pokemon Emerald Legacy.
Emerald Legacy. Bam!
The other ones were like the Austin Powers games. So, you know, they're probably not bringing those to NSO, but will Pokemon make it now? That's interesting. I think that's going to, if it does, and this is, again, a feature that literally these people are like, dude, it's there.
I mean, I'm not a Pokemon, like, master or fanatic. I do enjoy them, but But I remember, I think I saw a YouTube video where someone said there's something like maybe 100 to 200 Pokemon that there's no way to get into the current gen.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you remember, Flynn, but the Nintendo 3DS, which RIP, we'll get to that a little later, but the Nintendo 3DS had a function to where they actually did release, Red, Blue, Yellow, Gold, Silver, and then...
Crystal. Yellow and Crystal.
Yeah, same I have, right? So, they released those on the Nintendo 3DS for the sole purpose of being able to bring those old Pokemon to, I believe at the time it was Ultra Moon and Ultra Sun.
Yeah.
So that people can complete, quote-unquote, their Pokedex. I think that the Switch is going to do the same thing. I hope that they're going to do Fire Red and Leaf Green, because those things were...
Bangers, dude.
Ridiculous.
Some of the best games like I've ever played.
Yeah. So I think there's some truth to this rumor. I'll believe it when I see it with Nintendo, though.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're not cowards.
Who wrote this one? Did you write this one?
I did, yes.
Of course you did.
Why did you make data miners sound like tricky little wizards?
They are tricky little wizards.
These guys. Yeah. Once they see a code word, they just, like, zoom in on it. Yeah.
Even if it's, like, obscured and they're like, wait, the only way you can get to this is by doing XXX. Yeah. And they're like, oh, because now that this equation equals, bam, there's a whole other line of code, baby. Like, these guys are fucking insane. Yeah.
No, data miners are insane.
Yeah.
I absolutely understand. But the way you made it, it just made it sound like it's just like someone, like, in an arc, like, in, like, a dungeon, like, with, like, a fucking, just like a computer.
Look at it this way. Like, there was a Nintendo leak, like, 4 years ago. And there was so much, because it's old code, they needed so many different experts to figure out what the fuck was going on. We only got revelations of what they found, like, literally 2 to 3 years afterwards. And there's still stuff they haven't uncovered.
Mm.
Like, games themselves they're not clean, they're patched up. they're really fucking weird. So
I'm aware, after talking about video games with you guys enough, I'm like, ah! They're yeah. fucked.
There's a lot of fuckery there.
After Resident Evil 1.5, I don't trust shit.
See, that's a very good example. That's a very good example.
Yes.
So, see? Yeah. I'm a gamer.
No, but yeah, and again, listeners, listen to our Horrible People's podcast, Resident Evil 1.5, for a surprising amount of dick jokes for an internet phenomenon.
I was going to say, that is one of the most fun times I've had on this podcast.
Yes. Doing that. That was a good one.
This is yes. your podcast.
Well, I'm sorry, not this podcast.
In this network.
Yeah, the Horrible People's Network.
There we go.
That was one of the most fun times I've ever had because Fwen just dropped that script on us literally the day of, had no time to read it before. Mm-hmm. So we were finding out all that information at the same time as
Cockburn.
Listeners.
Cockburn, that's right. Good old Cockburn, dude. Got arrested. Yeah. I listened again. It's one of my favorite episodes. But yeah, I think they're definitely going to do it. I don't know when, because Nintendo likes to hold this shit forever.
For whatever reason.
Right? Yeah, whatever. It's fine. Like, I personally think they're going to just, as soon as it drops, it's going to be a Metroid Prime situation. They're going to shadow drop this bitch.
Yeah.
And God, give me fucking Leaf Green and Fire Red.
Yes.
Those are amazing. Emerald's very good.
Emerald, too. Yeah.
Emerald's a very good. I like honestly, they're all fantastic, but give me Fire Red and Leaf Green. Oh, my heart. Anyways.
All right, to calm Fwen's heart.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We're going to talk about.
You fucking
dweeb. I will let you borrow my version of the game so you can play it.
Okay.
But don't lose it because it's actually worth like $300.
Oof. Ugh, don't.
Yeah, it is.
We'll get into that a little later too with the, I believe it was the fail. Yeah, we'll get into that.
Oh, definitely.
But also, just to calm Fwen down, we're going to talk Sony a little bit because I know he needs some. Yeah, he's not about them, but. Also, another rumor that we've heard this month is a new upgrade to the PlayStation 5 is coming, and it may be called, quote-unquote, the PS5 Pro.
So creative.
The PS5 Pro.
Yes, Pro.
Produced in China.
With a possible optional disk drive and 4K 60fps capabilities, it's rumored to be coming. It's rumored that it's in production right now, which we'll see, but this would provide an even better option. For current gen games, will it succeed? I think this is bullshit, honestly. After I've had my PS5 for about a year, maybe two now. But
If they do this, it'd be bullshit.
I don't think, and this is going to get into the real nerd talk, but with the current state of PC graphics cards, no one's buying the 2G graphics cards for the sole reason that you can put bells and whistles on all these things and say, you know what? It can run fucking 8K at 120 frames per second.
I can't perceive 8K.
There's no... There is no game right now in this current gen that can even do that.
Yeah, and so, why?
Yeah, exactly. So why the fuck would Sony spend all this money to do a Pro when the PlayStation 5 is barely actually hitting its stride, because I believe this past month it barely outsold the Nintendo Switch in Japan.
It finally did, right? Yeah.
So I don't think this is really true. Maybe they're playing with it for like 2 to 3 years from now, because they did do a PS4 Pro, which, I mean, having all of them, honestly, the PS4 Pro, it wasn't that big of an upgrade between the 4 and the 5.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think this one's bullshit, but, you know, it's all the talk of the town, quote unquote.
Something that high resolution, like, needs to come out of the TV and slap me across the face.
There you go. 4D, right there. And you're like, and then games that you probably shouldn't be selling on the storefront, did you?
Right. Yeah. But no, seriously, though. Like,
My
spit in my mouth, PS Pro. Spit in my fucking mouth.
No, wait. Let's talk about, if you can get Pedro Pascal in 4K, let's talk about
then
that.
Then we're talking. Right, we're talking my language.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Then I need that in 4K. The 4D shit.
Yeah.
So, okay, so the only... It's weird because I agree with you on that. It makes no sense. To me, again, it falls back to what we talked about last week. I feel like it's going to be one of those... If it is true, it's like an iPhone XS style upgrade where it's like, oh, this is the S version. You get it 3 years later... instead of your new bullet point setting is 4K 60fps.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
So,
and that's it.
And right now too, honestly, that depends on the game. Because there are some games that are pushing 4K at 60 right now. There's others that are pushing, they give you the option, right? You can get 4K at 30 or you can get 1440 at 60. Honestly, my PC too.
Yeah.
I play 1440 at 60 just because 4K at 60 is like, you need a $2,000 graphics card to do that.
And you need a fat TV to even appreciate it.
Exactly.
You need to have a big old space right there. Exactly. I mean, look at Webster's got a fat one right there. That's a good one. I'm rocking 1080, baby. 1080 for life.
Yeah.
Probably so, not for life, but you know, for right now, for a little bit.
I was gonna say for life.
No, yeah. That'll be outdated.
No, so yeah, I'm leaning heavily into bullshit territory on that one.
By you know, later in our lives, we're gonna be getting like San Junipero type shit.
Oh,
like.
Absolutely.
Not to sidetrack, but I don't know about you guys, but I got freaked out when I saw that someone is testing Black Mirror type VR memory capabilities. Did you see that? Oh, that's what it is.
That's exactly what I just referenced. Yeah. You picked it up without picking it up. It's like that episode of Black Mirror where you can upload your consciousness. Like that episode.
There was another one though. There was another episode where the dude, remember, he got the implant in his head that
The contact, like the eyes.
Fuck, what was the name? Like the memories of you or
something. Was revisiting old shit.
Like you can literally
and
just
like going back and then he's like putting pieces together and finds out. Yes.
That episode. Yeah. That is the one Black Mirror episode that freaked me the fuck out because I'm like, I don't want that.
And that's how I feel about like the fucking smart glasses. Like, you know, like I feel that way about all that kind of shit. I think it's such a bad idea. Like, the government can track us enough is. Like,
I mean, ChatGPT is already a bad idea. So that we're getting into even worse ideas now that maybe we'll integrate with each other later on.
You're not a fan of ChatGPT?
I'm not a fan of it.
Of AI?
Fuck them.
You need to be kind to our AI overlords before they take over.
No, the browser's not open yet. We're good. There's no Bing here.
Next year, birthday idea of one? Black Mirror. Do season by season.
We've been talking about doing Black Mirror for a while.
I love that.
Danny also loves Black Mirror.
That series is one of the few Netflix series that made me like be like, fuck technology. Like, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
The social rating one.
Oh, yeah. That one was crazy.
It's all going to come to fruition.
It's all coming to pass, okay?
It's all going to fuck us at some point. Yes.
Back to video games.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
So, no, it was a good good segue. Or nice. Good sidetrack.
Oh, we're having so much fun here. All right. So, that's done with our rumors. We'll see how they play out. You'll know in the coming months. But, you know, if they do play out, we are going to have a lot of ha-has over here at the podcast. Exactly. If they don't, you know, we'll forget. So
Fuck them.
Right now, I want to ask everybody, what are you playing? I'll do mine last right here. And since Webster, you're here to substitute for James and Joyce. Like, what game are you playing right now? What's giving you solace through these hard, tough times in the economy?
I am playing so much Stardew Valley.
There you go.
I think Stardew Valley was one of the first games that I got when you gifted me my Switch.
That's right.
And it's such easy turn your brain off, like, farming simulator. It's so soothing. I can just like get into bed and just like, oh, what are my chickens up to today?
Go tend your crops.
I have to go tend to my crops and pick my mushrooms and make some goat cheese. It's incredible.
So, it's funny though too that I bought that. It was on sale on Steam, so I got on my Steam Deck, which is pretty much like a high-end Switch. But when I got into it, I was expecting something like that where I could just kind of turn my brain off. But like the first fucking mission where it tells me I have to talk to like 15 different people. And then after I talk to those 15 different people, I gotta go, like...
So, there is a plot... Okay, so here's the thing about Stardew Valley. There is a plot to it. You can elect to ignore it and just do your own thing, which is what I do. Because there is a plot. There's, like quests that you could do. Yeah. I don't do that. I just use it as a farming sim. That's all I use it for. And it's worked out pretty well for me.
That's how a lot of people do it.
Hey, I used to fuck around with that Farmville on Facebook.
So you might actually dig it. Yeah. You kind of just have to get, like, that's pretty much like the level zero type shit where it's like, here's how you work the game. And then once you get past it, it's just like, all right. Yeah. You don't have to talk to anyone ever again.
You know, I saw the potential for, like, the sucking you in type of, like, this is your life now type of thing. Mm-hmm. It was just the fact that it told me. Like, and I wanted it to happen, but it's just the fact that they're like, yeah, you need to go talk to this person. You need to go talk to that person. And then that person's only available for, like, 2 hours of the day, so you gotta wait till he comes back.
You're the kind of guy that sees a quest, and you're like,
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
The person that you buy farm animals from, tracking her down is a fucking task and a half.
You know, I'm at the age too now, nowadays, where it's like, you know, back in the day I used to like to find out things in games by myself and figure it out. Yeah. Nowadays, dude, if I don't figure it out within the first 5-10 minutes, I go to the fucking
Google
and look up a guide. Oh. How do I find the fucking farmer? And then, like, that's it. No, I ain't got time to be fucking running around a whole fucking farm looking.
I think that's so fair. Mm-hmm.
Well, what are, now that we're on here, what are you playing?
Oh, yeah.
You're not playing Farmville. You're not playing Stardew Valley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually, so I beat Minish Cap.
Yeah,
from our last episode, fucking yep. Chef's Kiss right there.
Such a my favorite 2D Zelda.
It's up
favorite
there. 2D Zelda. It is up there with Link to the Past. I want to play through Link to the Past to or Link to a Past. I'm sorry, to get like a feel for it after Minish Cap, but Minish Cap was amazing. Beat that, and literally the day after I beat Minish Cap, Metroid Fusion dropped. So here I am, balls deep in Metroid Fusion.
Good
so,
game.
So, man, that game is like, you see the blueprints of dread in it, which I fucking love.
Yeah, definitely. I
fucking love.
It's horror.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But in a very colorful color palette.
Yes,
crazy.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm playing Metroid Fusion. I'm going to save the second one for last. And then also to get in the mood for Resident Evil 4 Remake, which is dropping in next week? 2 weeks? Next week. Next week by the time this...
Next week. Yeah.
All new to me.
So Resident Evil 4 Remake drops... this week, when this episode
My second
drops,
favorite game of all time.
Yes. I've been playing Resident Evil Revelations 2, which is very, you know, like a nice little spin.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like I like Revelations 1 a little bit better just because it's a creepier setting as far as like...
with a boat and all that.
Cruise ship. You know, like who makes horror games on a cruise ship?
That's true. Yeah.
Ghost Ship failed miserably.
But not Revelations 1, baby.
Revelations 1 was like top tier. So
it has some Metroid Prime aspects to it, too.
It does. Like you're going back and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've been playing Revelations 2 to get ready for Resident Evil 4 Remake. And then lastly, speaking of Resident Evil 4 Remake, I've been playing the Resident Evil 4 Chainsaw demo.
Yeah. So explain to the audience and Webster here what the demo is. Like, what's going on with that? Because that's on my shit,
too. Yeah, talk to me like I'm 5.
Explain it to me like I'm 5. All right. So the Resident Evil Chainsaw demo is actually the first part of Resident Evil 4 where it drops you into, I guess, I don't know if this is a spoiler because we did talk about it in the Resident Evil 4 podcast for Horrible People's podcast last year. But there is a iconic action sequence in that game.
Yeah, the very beginning, yeah.
In the very beginning, I believe they call it the village. Is it the village?
Village
or the
sequence,
church bell? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the demo is up until the village sequence, which I believe, I'm not sure, but back in the GameCube days, that was the same type of like demo that they gave you on their sneak preview disc as well. I mean, I can't remember that. But
they didn't really have sneak preview discs, but they gave it to all the magazines and everything.
Okay,
everything.
And that's what they played,
they reviewed,
right?
That. They reviewed that.
So we have that now in current gen technology, 4K, 60 FPS.
Yeah.
And it looks and plays fucking amazing. As soon as I was done with that demo, I went and pre-ordered the game because I'm like, yes, inject it straight into my fucking veins.
Yeah, no, definitely. I played it again.
Yeah, well, I played it twice too. Yeah. I mean, because, and there's people still playing that shit. They're going to be playing it up until the game comes out because there's people trying to do different things.
Yeah.
Only knife runs, only fucking bear trap runs. I mean, they're just getting crazy with it. And
really?
It's only a demo.
But, you know, nerds. Yes. Yeah, they just
wow.
Yeah.
How much free time do they have?
People will... Resident Evil 4 is such a important game to, like, gaming in general.
Yeah.
That they're remaking it, everybody's very skeptical, right? Like, if you're, like, a little... Despite them killing it, Capcom's been killing it
Did
for
we
years.
Know that they were going to do a remake when we covered the episode? I don't remember when we did it.
No,
did we,
no
I think
I,
it
I
came
think,
after that.
I think the remake came... The remake announcement
it was
came...
speculated, though.
After that.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
And we even talked about, like, if they remade it, how the fuck...
Yeah, how the fuck can you do it? Because it's already such a good... perfect game, like a masterpiece.
Sure.
Yeah, like, and now we're playing this because, like, yeah to jump on you on that whole situation.
To
right
jump
there.
On
Wait,
you.
Whoa.
Going here. But to jump off of that point, though, I've also been playing this demo, and yeah, as a person who plays Resident Evil 4 once a year, every year since 2005 when it dropped, so that is almost 20 years of playing the same game once a year.
That's a lot.
It's a brilliant game. This... So the first time I played the demo, I was like, I don't know about this. Like, the mechanics are a little weird. It's heavier.
Yeah.
You're more vulnerable. The AI behaves differently. But I was being like a little bitch purist, you know? Because I kept dying the first round. And then I went back and played it a second time. almost right off the bat, and I just, like, once you get the mechanics down, I started doing the same shit I was doing the first game, and it still worked. And then I loved it.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, fuck, this is good. Like, this is really actually holy shit good.
I played it more like Resident Evil 2 remake. I played it more like that than the OG Resident Evil 4, because in the OG Resident Evil 4, you can't move and shoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But once I started, like, embracing those new changes that they did, I was like, oh, man, this is going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah. It's going to be another run and a couple deaths to embrace those changes. But once I did, again, you can still do the same shit. Like, it's all within the same wheelhouse. The vibe is there. Leon does his one-liners.
Oh, man. Once I heard him do the one-liner, I was like, I wanted to stand up and start clapping.
Which is in our intro. It's in our intro.
It is the intro for that episode.
Yes, and they redo the one-liner, and it still hits, still well-delivered.
I will say the one addition that they did that I fucking love was the parry system.
I love the parry
system, dude. I love it. As a Dark Soul person and a Bloodborne person, I love that type of just fucking... If you time it right and you parry something, you're rewarded.
You save your ass.
Yes, fucking love that
system. It's also finite, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You can't just spam it, but yeah.
Take that, speedrunner. Fuck you.
No, there's already people doing knife-only runs and shit on the demo,
Was it a breakable knife? These people are monsters.
I don't know.
Oh, my
God.
That's what I'm saying. How much free time do they have?
Seriously. Data miners, dude. It's the same people. They're the same range.
So much free time.
Yeah, the Venn diagram is right in the middle right there. That's probably.
It's a circle.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. And then for me, again, we just talked about the Chainsaw demo. Metroid Fusion, the same thing. I am already in, like, the second or third area. I can't remember.
I think I'm in the fourth.
Shit, you were gonna break through that. It's a short game. So I just got my speed boost.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Great game. Horror done on the Game Boy, which is hard to do, but somehow you leave it to Nintendo to do it. Yeah, exactly. And then my Stardew Valley game is Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. So I loved Minish Cap so much, I was like, I still have a Zelda fix. So I just booted up Breath of the Wild. I never beat the DLC. It's, like, hard.
Which DLC, though? The Master Sword or the... what was the other one? The Four Champions or something like that?
Yeah.
There's two different DLCs.
Whatever it is, I think I already did the Trials of the Sword. And I'm doing, like, the one where you get the bike.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's
the
champion
one. New dungeons, all that stuff. Because I basically got every heart and energy that you can get. I beat this game to hell.
So you're ready for Tears of the Kingdom.
I'm ready. Dude, I hope they can let me transfer my fucking data and shit, because I will...
No,
they're gonna
do that.
Come on, Nintendo. Come on.
Stop it, dude. It's Nintendo.
I want to roll up in there with, like, 30 hearts. No, this is, again, to me, it's like Stardew Valley. It's one of those games where I don't have to have an objective.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go to a quest. I'm going to shit. I will just open the game. I will look at something. I'm like, what can I find on the way there? And just walk.
Hmm.
And just figure it out and have a time. It's just my zen. And last podcast on the left is usually playing in the bag.
See?
Yeah. When I'm not editing one of our episodes.
Sure.
Hey, that their latest series on the fucking Scientology, fucking Chef's Kiss. Dude,
oh,
that shit's
the
crazy.
David Miscavige one?
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Oof. Gotta check that out.
Gnarly.
No, it's, well,
Miscavige is...
They started
a piece
getting
of shit.
Like harassed by Scientology.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, of course they would. These people are fucking monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But this DLC is way better than any Scientologist.
Yeah, hopefully you don't get harassed just for mentioning Scientology.
I know, right?
Yeah,
it's
fine.
I've mentioned them on Horrible People before.
Yeah, we've heard.
I would say I'm not scared of them, but I am.
No, honestly, sometimes you need that one game, especially when things are a little chaotic, to just
center go back to. Yep, yep.
To feel you. Like, this shit is just, it's such a good game. And I'm glad that no matter what era in my life, I can just go back to my number one game of all time, which is Breath of the Wild, and there's still content. So,
I'll
keep playing.
Still on the list. You've been telling me to play this game for literal years.
Oh, man, but now that you have that giant TV, I want you to...
It came out in 2017?
2017.
Yeah. I don't have a way to... I could play it on...
No, we do have to upgrade your Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which would be a pain in the ass. Because she has a light. Because
I have a light.
Lights.
Oh, yeah.
I have my little light.
I mean, you can play it on the light, but...
No, I do portable.
Like you said,
I do portable.
Yeah, to get the full experience, you got to put it on.
But I feel like when you start the game, you need to have the big, like, just...
TV.
Noted.
You need to absorb everything that's happening there.
Noted.
Yeah. But that, I'm jumping between that and Metroid Prime. So those are my two, or Metroid Prime, Metroid Fusion. So yeah, honestly, all great games. And I'm glad 2023 has been great for games so far.
Yeah.
And we're
tell that to my wallet, am I right?
Dude. Yeah, exactly. Ugh. And you know what? You slapping Resident Evil Revelations 2 makes me want to play that shit. Let's because go, that's another great game.
Let's go run some raids.
Dude, buddy. I'm down for Rainbow. I'm down. All right. And to wrap up here, we have our gaming win of the week and our gaming fail of the month so far. Or gaming win of the month so far.
Yeah, I was going to say, should we say win of the month so far month and fail of the so month far. So far?
Yeah, yeah.
With a little question mark?
Our win and fail. Yeah, and we've already talked extensively about this, but my win is very clearly The Last of Us TV series.
As is mine.
As is yours. Yeah, definitely. Even though you haven't seen the finale.
It doesn't need to be. It could literally be filmed on an iPhone and I would still be like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Give me this very complex post-apocalyptic fucking heart-wrenching drama.
I love post-apocalyptic dramas so much.
Prestige. It's prestige level.
I was going to say, you know what's crazy though too is that I feel like the last time people got hyped for a series like this is like The Walking Dead season 1.
Mm.
And
Don't put this evil on me.
Well, no, I was going to say that The Walking Dead season 1, yeah, sure, it started good, but then it just turned into like a slog.
No, that's what I'm saying. Don't put this evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
The Last of Us, like, I, as a gamer, and, you know, I played the 2013, I think, when it came out? Mm. Was it 2013?
You're right, 2013. Year of the PS3,
essentially. So I played the PS3 version, beat it. Twice. Played the PS4 version, beat it twice. I haven't played the PS5 version just because of, you know, $50. I mean, no. $70 as a remake. I'm like, you know, I already beat this game about 4 or 5 times. I don't know if I want to drop that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for it to go down, but I will eventually play it again. But basically...
And beat it twice.
Yeah. So I myself was a little bit hesitant about if they were going to quote-unquote pull it off because... I don't know if Flynn has ever mentioned this, but I was very, like, on board with the Halo show because I'm a huge Halo fan. And they just, out of 10 hours of content of that show, about maybe 20 to 30 minutes of it felt like Halo.
I remember you saying that, yeah.
Yeah. So that is very, like, I was very hesitant.
We've been hurt before.
Yes, I have been hurt.
I
was going
to say, I can understand. Like, especially with video game content, there's like, it's so much easier pivoting from TV show to video game, I can imagine, right? Like...
I don't know. I mean,
it's easier to... I feel like it's easier to do books, movies, TV shows to video games than it is to do video games to TV shows slash movies a little bit. I think IGN or some website had like a huge list of, The Last of Us didn't break the video game curse. These are all the good ones. But like, honestly, off the top of my head, the only ones that I can like really recommend is like Mortal Kombat. Even the OG and the... I love the fucking 2021.
Yeah.
I don't care what Phil says.
Dude. Yeah, Phil divisive.
Yeah, so I love those two. The Mortal Kombat ones were good. Sonic, both Sonic movies, I think were fucking just good, clean, fine.
I might have just been really lit when I saw them, but I thought they were fine.
Yeah, they were great. They were fine, right? And then on the TV show front, we got Castlevania.
Oh, Netflix, right.
Amazing. I fucking love that one. The League of Legends one?
Castlevania.
There's a Netflix Castlevania series. You never seen it?
No. I only know the series.
Oh yeah, that's a video game.
Oh,
that's like one of the oldest, longest running video games.
Yeah, it's an old school.
That's why I'm here. I didn't know that.
That's literally where the Metroidvania.
Yeah, this category whole genre comes from. Of games.
Symphony of the
based
Night.
Based off of like,
what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had no clue. Yes.
It's like one of the most important games ever.
Yes.
Well.
No, good to know. Now you know. Yeah.
Right, now you know. The more you know.
The way he said it, he's like, fucking idiot. Yeah.
So I feel
like... No one would know either.
I feel like
Don't associate with me.
Potential replacements for James real quick.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, I feel like we're in the golden age of uptick. Because The Last of Us did deliver in every sense of the word. The whole series was amazing.
I feel like, I mean, and this is just me, I feel like it might potentially set the bar too high because it is HBO.
Yes.
And they had HBO money.
My one concern is, and I didn't put this in here, which I should have, but my one concern is the God of War Amazon Prime series. Corey Balrog is involved in it, which is like my one saving grace. He's the director for the game. Kind of like Neil Druckmann is for Last of Us. So,
and Neil Druckmann is doing such a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping that God of War can pull it off like The Last of Us did, because if Sony hits The Last of Us and then God of War, I think after that, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, those are their two of their biggest IPs, and if both of those, like, quote unquote slap, as the young kids say.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, we're fucking, we're golden.
Okay. We're trying to appeal to a younger audience, you know. You know, there's one other thing that is also this year going to determine whether adaptations work in the gaming space, and it is Mario.
Oh, Mario, yep.
If Mario works, then we have an actual, like, holy shit, we can take this seriously. Let's give actual creative people voices in adapting games.
I'm going to save it for the last part. A little fragment, but I do have something to say on that.
Yeah, definitely.
But yes, the other win of the week, yes, I love The Last of Us, like Alex and Fuen said, but also, I was fucking just all about the Resident Evil 4 Remake Chainsaw demo. I mean, the fact that they, think about it, do games give us demos anymore? I mean, I'm sorry, not games, developers. Do they give
us?
They
don't.
They don't, right?
They don't do shit.
Dude, like, this fucking demo was like...
What the fuck?
Thank you for the games, developers.
Yeah. It's like, I would have bought this game regardless, but at the same time, just getting a taste of it, like, made me want to get it, like, day one.
I think, like we were saying before, the fact that it is one of the most influential games ever made, which we literally did a whole episode on this a year ago in our flagship podcast, they needed to give people, like, reassurance.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, hey, listen, you know one of the most important segments in any video game ever?
Yes.
Try it out. Yep. And see if you like it. And then everybody was like, fuck.
Yep, inject
this. This is, whoa, okay. Yeah, because I almost pre-ordered it too, if it wasn't for, like, my current financial obligations.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, once those get figured out, that's a day one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a day one. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you, dude. Chainsaw demo. Holy shit. Yes. Yeah. All within the same week as The Last of Us? Come on.
Oh, man.
It was a great time.
It's a good time to be a nerd.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. However, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, speaking of nerds, though, how about the fails of the month so far?
Yeah, huh? My one is very nerdy and also a big failure. So, I have put over 120 hours into Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, which released last November.
Goddamn.
And I have not updated the game since January for the specific reason that after the latest update, which was supposed to fix all the graphical glitches, which it did not, it made it worse, there's also a bug that erases save files for your game.
Ew.
So those 120-something hours could be just shot down the drain, and I'd be hunting shinies, and those are hard to get. So my biggest fail is Game Freak, who failed us yet again 2 weeks in a row in our own only two episodes. How the fuck? If they would erase my file that I put so much into, Jesus Christ.
I better go check my file.
Dude, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yes, that is
perfect. He's mad. I'm disappointed.
It apparently only happens when you connect a Pokemon Home or Go.
Okay, I haven't done that yet.
Good, don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah.
I haven't checked my file. But
I know. Yeah. A feature they promoted, they're like, actually,
I was going to say.
Don't use it.
I hate when fucking developers do that.
Yeah.
Because even Bungie had that too with the new big DLC that dropped, Lightfall. There was a bug that once they updated, some people were losing their characters, and it's a little different with PC gaming because, you know, servers can be backed up. I think they eventually got their characters back, but
Nintendo didn't do that.
Yeah, I was gonna say Nintendo. I'd be really scared if a Nintendo game did that to me.
Yeah, and you should try to protest, be like, actually, we're gonna ban your account now because we think you're bullshitting.
Yeah,
they're so ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them, but I also hate them sometimes for specific things like this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all right, Webster. Your biggest fail.
Yeah, my biggest fail. This week I learned that my 3DS from my youth is worth so much money now.
Oh, no.
I have a question, though. Was it the fat one, or was it the skinny one, or was it the...
It was, I mean, this is me thinking about, like, my child perspective, but it was skinny. It wasn't, like, yeah.
So it was probably the new 3DS then, right?
Yeah, which is worth more, I think.
Yeah, I think it is worth more than the OG fat ones.
So, because we went to Frankenstein's, and you guys were, like, fucking fanboying over...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we were losing it over the old games.
Old games. And I was just like, why is this $300?
Oh my God, I've been slaying that for so much. Yeah.
And then I was just like, you mean to tell me my old crap from when I was 10 years old?
Mm-hmm.
So to piggyback on that too as well, like, I want to say 2017. I was selling a whole bunch of my old video game stuff, like, mm-hmm. 360, PlayStation 2, a whole bunch of games, right? When I tried, now in my older years, I'm trying to buy back my games just through eBay or retro game shops. There's a lot of games that I had that are now going for double MSRP of current gen games.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of spending 60, 70 bucks, the games that I'm trying to get back are now worth over 120, 130 bucks, and I'm like, fuck! fuck me, man. That's such
bullshit. I mean, it's because they know they can get away with it, but, like, goddamn.
Yeah. Well, that and, like, think about it. Like, PS2 games don't value as high because so many people had a PS2.
Yeah.
But if you're one of the nerds like me who bought a fucking GameCube and was like, GameCube's the shit.
Yeah.
So few people bought it that the exclusive games for that platform are worth so much because there's so few of them out there.
I would rather homebrew and emulate the GameCube than buy those discs. The only game that I've ever bought that I never had on a GameCube was Thousand Year Door. I paid $100 for that, and I felt like that was a steal.
Dude, that is a steal. That's worth like $300 something.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's why I bought it. Is the dude was selling it for $100. I'm like, sold.
And yeah, give it to me.
Yes.
Yeah, my copy of the Wind Waker right now is worth between $70 and $100.
Yep.
$700.
That's how it goes.
I bought it for $50 when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's with the catalog, with the box, everything.
Oh, everything, right?
Yeah, I actually put my numbers into my collection that I have that I haven't sold yet because I sold other ones. I feel like shit for it. But that collection to right now is worth about $600.
Oh, yeah.
$600 of things that I just did was like, I don't want to throw it away.
And it's only like 5 games.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it's funny though because my dad too was cleaning out, like he was moving a couple, like no, actually 2 years ago he was moving, and he was moving all this stuff and going in his attic, and he's like, hey Alex, you want this games? And he sent me a screenshot of a box of nothing but GameCube games.
Oh,
the Wind Waker, the Legend of Zelda promotional disc.
Yes, that had that one too.
What was it? Ocarina and Majora's Mask, I think, right?
Zelda 2 and Zelda
Master Man Quest, all that shit, okay? Pokemon, what was it called? Gale of Darkness? Yeah, XD, whatever. He sent me all this shit, and I'm like, Dad, do not sell that. I will be over in fucking 10 minutes. I'm like, no, do not give that away to anyone. Do not let anyone see this photo. I will go get it.
And burn after reading.
Yes, yes. So he was like, hey, do I take this to GameStop? I'm like, no, you don't. Yes. You give it to me. So yeah, I came up on those, and I have them still, and I'm like, oh, thank God.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah.
I give this to GameStop? No.
Yes, I'm like, no, they would give you $10 for it. So
yeah, those are also right now worth $100.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's $100 right there.
I think the most expensive GameCube game I have is Gale of Darkness. Okay. Pokemon XD.
Most expensive Double Dash. Hold on.
Double Dash.
I didn't think this was going to elicit this much conversation.
Well, you know what? That's what Frankincense does.
Yeah, that's what Frankincense does. Mm-hmm. That's what old 3DSs do.
Oh, not that expensive anymore. Okay.
Double Dash? What is it?
Double 90? Dash? Because I had the one with the bonus disc.
Okay.
Yeah, $130. $130 pretty good. Yeah, $130.
That's double fucking. That's double Mario Kart 8 right now, Flynn. What are you talking about?
I know. Ridiculous. I'm sure you still have some shit back there too somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think I still have a 3DS of some kind in my closet.
Check it out. Let's see.
Well, and I just remember it had Pokemon on it, and we were talking about
it. Yes, that's the one. Can you borrow that a little bit?
I mean, if I find it,
next time, please. I actually want to play that one.
If I find it,
which one? Which one?
It's Ultra.
Ultra Moon, Ultra Sun?
I think it's Ultra Moon. Shit. I think it's Ultra Moon. Because I was looking for it at Frankincense. Nobody has the Ultra games. Man. No, Ultra's fucking hard.
You know what's great? You know what's great is that I was lucky, fucking knock on wood, that me and Nate, I got Nate into Pokemon the same time when GameStop was doing their whole like liquidation of all the old quote-unquote retro games. So they were selling like PS3 games, 360 games, 3DS games, Wii games that like dirt cheap where you can buy like $5 for $10. I was able to secure a whole bunch of Pokemon games, like Ultra Moon, Sun, Moon, fucking X, Y, for like only $15-$20 a pop.
And damn, now those are insane.
Yeah, I was gonna say now they're fucking worth like triple that.
Dude, you can't even find that shit. Oh my lord. Okay.
So shout out GameStop.
Thanks for bringing that up, Alex. Jesus. He's thumbs up in right now.
Happy to help.
Happy to help. Okay. Last one.
Yeah.
On 316 day.
Dude, there you go.
Give me a hell yeah. All right. The last one though. Speaking of Nintendo, I think this is a very Nintendo fail month, right?
It is. I mean, yeah, they're hurting us this whole time.
So Flynn's boy. The president, is he the president?
Doug Nintendo Bowser? Of America president. All
Nintendo
right?
of America
on his fucking name.
President Doug Bowser is still trying to justify the Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom $70 price tag. Did you see the quote he said on this?
No, what'd he say?
I'm paraphrasing here. I didn't put the quote in, but
just hit me with it.
The paraphrasing is he's pretty much saying that it's worth $70 because gamers can expect to have that $70 experience. So, don't get me wrong. Like, it's actually kind of a good thing that you said the What Are You Playing is the Breath of the Wild DLC.
Yeah.
So, Breath of the Wild is from 2017, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. We are now in 2023, about to have a new Zelda game. That $60 Breath of the Wild is still being played by you.
Yeah.
So, they're slapping on $10 and saying that this is going to be better than that. Which... yeah, that's why it's a fail to me, because he's talking big, and we can't really say if he's justified yet.
But... Show it to us. Show us more. It's coming out in 2 months.
That's the other thing, too, is that they really only showed trailer, like cinematic, quote-unquote, trailers, right?
Yeah.
No gameplay.
Worst cocktease they've ever done. This is the worst one.
Yeah, so that's my fail, just because... I mean, just Nintendo sometimes gets a little big-headed.
They did with 3DS back in the day. Yeah, they're like, people will be willing to pay for it. Well, you fuckers. You shot yourself in the foot a million times doing this shit.
Yeah. So, you know, I believe me and you may be the only ones that we did that Nintendo Switch voucher system where for $100 you get two games, right?
Two games. Yeah, I totally did
that. So, yeah, FYI, people. Right now they have, if you pay $99, you can get two games of your choice digitally on the Nintendo Switch, right? So let's just say, for example, me. I used it for the $60 Advance Wars and the $70 Tears of the Kingdom. So what is that? What, fucking 130 bucks? I only got for $100. So
yeah.
I'm not gonna let Nintendo fuck me. I'm gonna fuck Nintendo. Let's put it that way. At the end of the day.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, but yeah, you know what? Shout out to everyone paying $70 for Tears of the Kingdom, you know, good for you, but...
They still got me for two fucking games. They're always going to hustle us. It's fine, Yeah, yeah, so, they get me. Bastards.
Fuck Nintendo. I know, I agree. I'm going to go back to my ways
with of seeing that. With that and the Scarlet Violet buggy race. And Alex's being worth so much.
Price gouging that 3DS of hers.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. I don't know. We'll see. It could... I mean, I know it works, because I started playing Pokemon... at some point on it, like I don't know, during the pandemic, I think, like during lockdown.
When that would be the time to do it.
That was for sure the time to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then we're ending here, our absurd headline. Cordova, would you like to?
Oh, you want me to? Yeah, okay, all right. So, earlier this month, the Super Mario Bros. Movie directors came to the defense of Star-Lord himself, Chris Pratt.
Boo.
And his starring role as the Italian plumber in the upcoming movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, director Aaron Horvath recently told Total Film Magazine, quote, "For us, it made total sense. He's really good at playing a blue-collar hero with a ton of heart. For the way that Mario is categorized in our film, he's perfect for it."
Boo! Boo this man!
Then give us more of his lines.
I mean...
all the trailers, he's saying like two words.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just like... Ha ha!
Yeah. So and like, dude, we know those lines. Give us the dialogue. Give us the dialogue.
He's just saying. Because
that's Chris Pratt. That's just Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I was gonna say. You know what's bad is that when I show my son and daughter the Super Mario Bros. Movie, and I'm like, let's go see this, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, the first thing out of my son's mouth was, "Why does that sound like Star Lord?" And I'm like, "Oof, I hate to break it to you, son, but it is Star Lord." I'm like...
Go back and play this Mario game. That's how he sounds.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, like, oh, man. I mean, I get it. Yeah, for a video game movie, they do need the star power, but...
I don't know.
But also, star power has to fit, right?
Well, here's the thing. Is like, and I'm not saying that, like, Jack Black is, like, more famous than Chris Pratt, but, like, I feel like Jack Black is a perfect fit for Bowser.
Yeah, he made more of an effort to distinguish himself as Bowser.
Yes. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like you can still have star power, but, like, people who have, I don't know, experience with voice acting.
Yes.
People who know what they're doing. People who don't just sound like themselves.
Dude, not to, like, throw gas on the fire here, but I saw another headline from Chris Pratt that was talking about, like, well, I'm not in there acting out in a fucking with a mustache on. So, his little... Did you see that? Like, he was literally, like, saying like it's just voice acting, guys. It's like, motherfucker,
no,
it's not.
Because
well, also, okay, he's really good at playing a blue collar hero with a ton of heart. Where?
Yeah. Oh, well, where's the example?
Like,
what's
Star Lord?
Star collar. He's a fucking superhero.
Yeah.
It's. Space.
Yeah. Well, it was
I'm getting
orphan.
Hot about this.
It's Mario an orphan. He's got a brother.
Yeah. I never saw him in the. Magnificent Seven on Netflix. I heard very mixed things about that.
He's a cowboy.
boy. He's not a blue-collar hero.
The closest thing would probably be Owen from Jurassic World, but even then...
He trains dinosaurs!
Yeah, he puts his hand up and stops them. Yeah.
And even that's not a selling point to me.
Yeah. Like, the only good Jurassic World was the first one. The other two were
even
horrible.
Then, like, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah. See, if you're gonna do, like,
casting... Are they thinking about his character from The Office?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Parks and Rec.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Parks and Rec. I'm sorry. But I get them so confused.
Yeah. I would say, like, there is a time and a place for somebody who's just using their voice to be a character, and they already did it in the same movie as Charlie Day's Luigi. That's how you do that kind
of
casting.
You know what's crazy is that every other voice actor in that movie, Charlie Day, Michael Key. Yeah, yeah. Him as
Seth
Toad.
Seth Rogen.
I mean, yeah, he fits as Donkey Kong, but
he definitely is a Donkey Kong.
And then fucking Jack Black is just going over the top with it. It's like,
he sounds so good.
They're all giving it their all. You can tell that they're giving it their all. I mean, Jack Black had Nate didn't believe me that Jack Black was Bowser. And I'm like, dude, that's Nacho Libre himself. I showed him a clip of some daytime show that they all went on, and fucking Chris Pratt looks like he's, like, miserable up there. Jack Black shows up in the Bowser costume. Like, literally. Yeah. Did you guys see that?
No,
like,
I haven't. But, so
I think it was, what was her name? Kelly Clarkson. She had a talk show. Mm-hmm. So, he shows up in a full fucking costume.
Full regalia.
Charlie Day is fucking busting his ass, like, laughing his ass off. And Chris Pratt is there, like, looking like, oh, man, like, why am I here? I'm like, fuck you, Chris Pratt.
Fuck you, Chris Pratt.
Again, we'll see. I have opening day tickets.
Yes.
Oh, you already got tickets?
Ruben got them for me. Yeah. You know how it is.
I was going to say.
It's opening on a Wednesday.
Wednesday,
I was going to say.
Angels. Oh.
I'm going to go see it, but I'm not going to like Chris Pratt there. He has to really convince
me. I'm trying not to bring
me.
My bias there, but the there's a lot of red flags at this point.
Yes.
He's restraining
a lot of red flag
himself.
Poles.
He's
a lot of red flag poles that he hasn't touched the top of yet. So.
Yes. So that's what we were talking about earlier, too, alluding to about video game movies and TV shows and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Mario will be the one to put them over the top. I know it's going to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be interesting to see if they're going to start saturating the movie industry with video games.
If it hits, and with The Last of Us in the same year, we're going to get some good shit coming.
Well, didn't, like, Uncharted fucking flop horrific?
Exactly.
Like,
I still haven't seen that. I've heard it did.
Terribly.
Quote-unquote, okay money-wise, but... review-wise and critically with gamers, they were like, why the fuck is this happening? Like,
that's how I feel sometimes. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. So, yeah. But hey, you know what? We'll find out. And when it occurs, when everything goes down, we're going to update you on this podcast. To see
yeah.
So, yes. Thank you, Ms. Webster, for co-hosting and being a guest here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this is fun.
I don't get to say that often, but thank you for having me.
I mean, we are the same network, so
you did great for video games.
Thank you.
Yeah. James will be back on the next episode. Thank you again, everybody, for listening to the NPC podcast. Again, you know, when you Google us, there's a couple other ones, but we have the better logo and part of the good network. So, yeah, that's us. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on npc.gaming.pod on Instagram. Subscribe, give us 5 stars, and you know what? Other than that, I can't think of Mario.
I was saying, we need to think of a good fucking tagline. Like, keep on gaming, people. Keep on teabagging.
I like keep on teabagging.
Yeah, keep on teabagging.
Teabag to your heart's content.
Teabag to your heart's content.
Yeah.
Teabag to your heart's content. All right, I'm with that one. Everybody get on there. Adios. Peace.
All right, bye.
Thank you.